A year after news broke that Chemours had been releasing unregulated industrial compounds into the Cape Fear River for decades, the company ended its silence with a town hall meeting last night aimed at rehabilitating its battered corporate image. As Rusty Jacobs reports, the chemical manufacturer has a lot of work to do.
Chemours plant manager Brian Long had a clear message.
We're going to fix this. Okay.
Well, I hope so.
And you know, we've recently put in technology right at the plant just 3 weeks ago that will reduce air emissions by 40%.
And we had Long was talking to Bladen County resident Ron Schaefer, a 78-year-old retiree who attended Tuesday's town hall with his daughter.
I know you get it, but why did you ever do it in the first place? I mean, you got stuck up in Virginia or West Virginia. You got fined real heavy. And then you came down here and you did the same thing.
Right. Schaefer lives just a couple of miles from the Chemours plant at the company's Fayetteville Works site.
I understand you're frustrated. Totally get that. But I want you to know.
I know you'll have to fix it or the governor's going to close you down.
Yeah. Well, you know, we want to fix it.
Gen X-laden wastewater discharged from the plant into the Cape Fear River contaminated drinking water for a couple hundred thousand residents downstream in Wilmington. Airborne Gen X has tainted wells in homes closer to the plant.
And what about our gardens? Gen X is airborne, and every time it rains, there goes my garden.
Schaefer said as a hunter he's concerned, too, about the effects Gen X in the water and air could be having on wildlife. The State Department of Environmental Quality is conducting tests on fish from a private lake in the vicinity of the Chemours plant. Brian Long repeatedly told attendees that Chemours was taking steps to all but eliminate water and air emissions of Gen X and other fluorinated compounds from the Fayetteville Works site. In a pilot project, the company has installed granular activated carbon filters in six homes with wells that show Gen X levels above the state's health advisory goal of 140 parts per trillion. Results after a couple of months of testing show complete removal of the compound. Long says Chemours is investing more than $100 million in state-of-the-art equipment to prevent Gen X emissions from polluting air and water.
It's an emissions reduction unit that consists of thermal oxidation, thermolysis reaction, ion exchange, reverse osmosis, and probably granular activated carbon. So they're layered control technologies in a large-scale manufacturing unit.
But for many at the town hall meeting held at a church not far from the Chemours plant, no amount of remediation will suffice.
And I think that would be good for our community.
Y'all allow this lady to speak on her question?
Sir,
this is another one of my questions. He denied us the question. I have been trying to settle my
When house. Plant manager Brian Long tried to dance around a direct question about whether the company would compensate people for lost property value, Jonathan Webb would not let it go. Whenever Long spoke, Webb continually held up a sign calling the Chemours plant manager a liar and a puppet. A Bladen County Sheriff's deputy asked Webb to leave the building when he wouldn't stop interrupting the proceedings. Webb left peacefully and spoke outside with reporters.
This is ridiculous. This is going on. This is another Aaron Brockovich part two is exactly what this is.
Chemours officials faced a lot of questions about the possible health effects of Gen X. Company toxicologist Gary Jepson said a decade's worth of data from studies on rodents do not warrant such fears.
At the concentrations that we have in the environment here, whether you're young or whether you're old, whether you're exposed for a short time or a long time, these concentrations just aren't at a level that create concern for those long-term health effects.
People were not convinced. Outside the church following the meeting, longtime Bladen County resident Deborah Bell said she came seeking the truth and did not get what she was looking for.
They want us to be okay with their lies and their plan to fix something that they don't even think is wrong.
Bell's friend and former schoolmate Patsy Shepherd also attended the town hall meeting and was equally unimpressed with the company's pledges of reducing Gen X emissions.
They want to pretend that if they cut it back to just 99%, that's okay. They don't have the right to poison me 1%.
Chemours plant manager Brian Long repeatedly said he understood people's frustration and that the company would do everything possible to regain the public's trust. But for most people in attendance, the only acceptable solution seemed to be summed up in a message written on another sign held up by Jonathan Webb, the disruptive man removed from the town hall meeting. That message: shut down the plant. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.